every day I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. All in shame. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Hi, everybody. This is the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment, and I'm Todd Conklin. The more times you do a job, the less formality and attention that job requires. Over time, the job you do requires less thought to accomplish the task. Let's talk a little bit about drift, because that's exactly what happens in the work your guys do day in and day out. When they first start a job, the formality of that job is strong, and the way they do that job is very careful. But the more times they successfully complete the task, what happens is the formality of that operation by necessity decreases because the familiarity with that operation is increasing. Now, the reason we talk about this in an operational excellence moment is because this type of drift is happening all the time. And in fact, the only way you know this drift is going on is by validating and verifying that operations in the field are happening the way we think they're happening. But it's a pretty good bet the answer to that's going to be no. Because the more times you do a job, the less attention that job requires. Workers drift away from expected behaviors, but they don't drift towards failure. They're actually drifting away from expected behaviors, drifting towards efficiency. And sometimes efficiency is good.
Boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
And sometimes efficiency is bad.
Boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
But it all has to do with drift. Now, our job is to not remove drift from the system. In fact, I'm not sure we could, even if we wanted to. Our job is to understand that drift, and we do that by understanding how work is actually done by looking at successful iterations of the work. The only weapon we have against drift, believe it or not, it's not rote compliance to procedures, it's not enforcement, it's not some kind of consequence management. It's really understanding how the work is done and constantly pulsing real work and checking it for drift. The fear with drift is as you drift away from expected work, you're also accumulating new hazards. And when drifted work runs into accumulated hazards, that's when you have a failure. Drift is really important because drifting happens all the time. It's a byproduct of an efficient system. That's your safety moment for today. As always, have fun, learn something every single day, and for goodness sakes, be safe.